So let's go back to the apartment and tell me the name of the place again.
Cordonices Village. Cordonices Village.
Very good. In Albany.
Albany.
So you're 12, 13 years old. You're...
Well, at least 13, I think, by then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And, are you in school? I mean, you're there. There's no parents around, right?
Well, we came up at Christmas time, so I stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I was in school. Can't remember the name of it. Sorry.
That's okay.
And the girls bought me a bike.
All right.
To replace the one I had to leave behind.
But you're living without parents.
Yes.
But with young adult brother and sisters.
And at that point, I didn't care that I was living without parents because I was disgusted with the old man because of his racial attitudes.
Yeah.
And Edith is a difficult woman to live with.
Sure.
Very difficult. I'm sure the girls told you that.
I've heard a few tales, yes. Yeah.
So I was much happier with my brother and my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through... I just can't remember the name of the elementary school. However, that changed a year later when the old man and Edith moved up to the Bay Area.
You know, I thank you for filling in this gap because I was always a little bit confused about it. So you came up first, they came up later. Now, was it? Because they wanted to be nearer to their children, or was it just a job that brought them up?
I think maybe it was just there were more job opportunities.
Okay, then in Eagle Rock.
Yeah.
So what was your father do then?
Then he was working at the Alameda Naval Air Station,
mm-hmm,
on radio equipment,
right,
repairing it. And we lived in Richmond.
We being
the three of us.
So you sort of moved back in with your
they
parents.
Kind of insisted.
Okay.
So I had to move back in with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another project. Only this one was mixed.
And how'd your father deal with that?
He had trouble with it. He had trouble with it. So, but
I see a slight smile on your face as you say that. I think you enjoyed the fact that he had trouble with it.
I do remember the middle school I went to was Harry Ells, Ells.
Mm-hmm.
That was the middle school. Finished that and enrolled in Richmond High.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he decided to build a home on the hill. So he bought, I don't know, quarter acre, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he got these plans for what essentially was a mountain lodge.
Really?
Really,
okay.
Mountain lodge.
All right.
And he started building.
And so this was one of those, at the time, there were the advent of the prefab homes, which you would...
Yeah, but this wasn't a prefab.
So he had plans, he had like an architect draw up plans?
Yeah, that's what he had. No,
mm-hmm,
no, this mountain cabin came with architectural plans. I
okay.
don't know where he got them.
Sure.
He got them. But if any building was inappropriate for its location, was, even though... There was a lot of empty land and not a heck of a lot of houses around.
Right.
It was still inappropriate because the others were all pretty much standard.
Mm-hmm.
But he dug the trench and poured, I helped him pour the concrete. And Bo came over, helped him with the heavy stuff, you know, putting up the main beams. And then I helped wherever I could, including climbing up on the roof and nailing and... They weren't tiles. They were wooden, what do you call
it? Shingles?
Shingles, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I pounded a lot of shingles in the roof. And in the meantime, he's working inside and finished off. It was actually a one-bedroom on the second floor. Whoa, wait a minute. Was there one? I guess it was two. One on the second floor and one on the first. And then the rest of the first floor was, except for a bathroom and a kitchen, was open.
Hmm.
And the one bedroom and then a big closet on the second floor. I slept on a couch down on the main floor. And we lived there. Okay. Now he's working in Alameda.
At the Naval Yards.
I gave it a shot for the Watkins product, but it just didn't work.
Right.
The magic was gone. So.
Right.
So I found another job selling soda and popcorn and peanuts at the baseball games.
I've heard some of these stories.
The Oakland Oaks and the San Francisco Seals.
Now, I know baseball and sports has changed since then, but were they what would now be considered minor league teams, or were they major league teams?
Oh, they were minor league. Well, they were Pacific Coast League.
Okay.
Which is, the big leagues are 4-star and Pacific Coast is 3-star. Teams were Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, Hollywood, Los Angeles, and San Diego. 8 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a system where they split the season in half, and there was one winner in the first half and a winner in the second half. If they were the same winner, then they were the champion for that year. If there were two different winners, then they played a playoff series to determine. And I have to have you cut it again for just a second, because I have got to move.